Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. As the population ages, more and more individuals are finding themselves as a primary caregiver for that aging loved one. Carol Berry will speak on her caregiving experience. Carol, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, who are you taking care of currently?
Right now, I'm taking care of my 92-year-old mother who lives in my home with me.
Okay. And have you had any previous caregiving experience? Have you cared for anyone in the past?
Yes. My husband, who had multiple sclerosis, I cared for him for about 15 years in our home.
In your home as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And since you've been caring for your mother, how has caregiving changed your life?
Caregiving definitely changes your life. There are many negatives and there are also very many positives that you get from caregiving. Some of the negatives, well, I can talk about negatives at first because there definitely are negatives. The abnormal becomes your life. The things that you were used to doing are no longer the same. And so you have to go through a grieving process because you're grieving that normalcy that you had.
Right.
There's also role reversal that takes place.
Right.
If you're caring for your parent, you become the parent in many instances. And if you're caring for a spouse, then you probably have had to go to work or take over a major portion of running the family.
Responsibilities.
That, that you didn't have beforehand. There's fatigue, an enormous amount of fatigue that is involved in caregiving, just mainly because of not only the physical things you have to do, but just the stress and the responsibilities that you have. And there's a lack of spontaneity that comes in your life. You have to take care of somebody else's needs before you can even think about what you're doing or what you may need. And then there's a loneliness that you experience because you feel like you're doing it all by yourself and that nobody else understands
what you're going through. And what are some of the rewards?
There are so many wonderful blessings that come from caregiving and things that you learn. The biggest blessing that I received was learning to live life one day at a time. And that was something I had never done. I always worried about what was going to happen a year from now, a week from now. And you just can't do that. I learned to live one day at a time and just handle whatever happened that day and be thankful that we got through that day.
Through that day.
And that was a huge blessing for me. It's an opportunity to show that love to the person that you're caring for in the most meaningful way I think that you can is to take care of whoever you love.
What things have you put in place to help you cope with this responsibility?
You have to have a support group. And whether that support group is a group that you meet with to talk about or whether it's your family, friends, sitter services, whatever, you've got to have a support group to help you through the situation. You've got to be able to learn what your resources are, you know, and how to put those in place. And I think the most important thing you've got to have, other than a support system, is you've got to be able to have time away from the situation. You have to have time away to relax and just recharge. And, you know, whether that's going on a vacation for a few days, going out to dinner with friends or to a movie or just going out shopping, you've got to be able to have some time away from the situation or it just becomes overwhelming. And I think you have to have a sense of humor because there are going to be so many things that are going to happen that are not at all funny at the time. But if you can't laugh about the situation, you're just going to be so overwhelmed and depressed that it's just going to be
horrible. Over you.
And you have to be patient and flexible because things are just never going to be the way you plan for them to be.
I know before you was taking care of your husband and now you're taking care of your mom. Is there anything you would change this time around with your caregiving experience?
Well, I am going to a support group this time because for me, the dynamics are totally different this time around. I probably needed a support group, but I didn't realize I needed a support group.
Right, exactly.
And if there was one, I didn't know about it, you know. But thankfully, there is a group now that I can go to, and there are other people that I hear how they're managing their situation, and it helps.
Is there anything else you want to add?
You know, I just think that it's a huge journey that we're all going to have to travel sometime in our life. And there are barriers, and there are certainly blessings, but it's something we all need to prepare for. And the Vanderbilt, a group that I'm going to, has certainly been a help.
Every support group.
Yeah. You know, what I've learned is that I went into it just to see what was going to happen and just to see what services were available. But I've learned that I'm not sure I really grieved for my husband totally the way that I needed to grieve for him, because his situation had been so dire for such a long time. And when he actually died, there was a relief. And, of course, there was grieving. But I have found that just sitting in this care group has caused me to bring up things that happened, not only that are happening with my mother, but remind me of things with my husband that I am reliving and revisiting and am coming to terms with that I didn't come to terms with, I think, beforehand. And that's been a big something that was totally a surprise to me that I didn't expect to
get out of it. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.